Good morning. A cold start to the day as high pressure kept skies clear overnight and most locations are beginning in the teens with some single digit readings in the mountains. That same high pressure, despite retreating through the Canadian Maritimes today, will keep it mostly sunny and dry through the afternoon hours. It'll remain cold, though, with afternoon highs mainly in the upper 20s. While this is going on, a potent area of energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will be diving into the upper Midwest from central Canada. As this energy heads into the southeastern United States, a low-pressure center will form off the southeast coast. This low will begin to intensify overnight tonight as it tracks north past the Outer Banks of North Carolina. On this track, clouds will increase across interior New York and New England this evening, and a wintry mix of precipitation will break out across the southern Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and extreme southern New England overnight tonight. Lows tonight will stay in the 20s. After sunrise tomorrow morning, the precipitation will advance north toward I-90, mainly in the form of light snow. Closer to the coast, there'll be a gradual transition of wintry precipitation to just plain rain as temperatures climb past freezing. Precipitation will continue to overspread the remainder of the region during the day tomorrow as the storm gains strength and slows down while heading toward the south shore of Long Island. The wind will increase and gust at times over 20 to 30 miles per hour. Milder air flowing around the storm will surge north into our region, and while most places see an initial 1 to 3 inches of snow, a transition to rain is likely during the afternoon in the milder air. As always, the exact track and intensity of the storm will determine the progress of the milder air. Right now, it appears that the most likely locations that'll see a change to rain will be easternmost New York and all of central and southern New England. With the milder air having a more difficult time reaching central and northern New York and northern New England, snow will hold on longer in these locations. It is also possible that these locations do not mix or change to rain at all. If this is the case, snowfall accumulations in the western Catskills, the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont could exceed 7 inches of snow by tomorrow evening. High temperatures tomorrow will be in the 30s. At this point, the storm will start to stall out over southern New York and New England. It'll also begin to lose intensity. Still, precipitation will persist into Tuesday night, mainly in the form of snow to the north and west and rain south and east. Eventually, overnight, a cool pool of air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will move overhead and temperatures all the way down to ground level will begin to drop. This will transition most precipitation back to all snow, but it should stay on the light side into Wednesday morning. Overnight lows will be in the upper 20s and lower 30s. On Wednesday, the storm will continue to fill in, but not move much. Precipitation during the day will be light and spotty in the form of rain and snow showers and perhaps even some drizzle, with highs reaching the middle 30s. The storm system will continue to weaken and die out over top of us with a lot of clouds and snow showers for Thursday and Friday, with highs staying in the lower 30s both days before we begin a more substantial drying trend into the weekend, with highs staying in the 30s for Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm off the west coast will make its way onshore in the next couple of days. Periods of heavy rain will develop today and persist through Wednesday in parts of the Pacific Northwest. Rainfall amounts are expected to be significant, with about 2 to 4 inches of rain expected. Localized flooding is possible, and flood watches have been issued. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 19 degrees with an east-northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy with light snow and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 13 degrees, the dew point 2 below zero, 51% relative humidity, and north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer way up at 30.71 inches, and it is holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the mid-30s, Boston increasing clouds and breezy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 34 degrees, the low 15. The average temperature, 25, that's 7 degrees below normal. No snowfall in Albany yesterday, just 0.4 inches for the month and 12.7 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low, 24. the record high 58 set in 1927 and the record low 3 below zero in 1902. Sunrise this morning, 7:13 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-20s, increasing and thickening clouds tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 30s. Thickening clouds this evening with light snow by sunrise and lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 20s. Thickening clouds this evening with light snow by sunrise in the Catskills and lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hill, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs near 30. Thickening clouds this evening with light snow by sunrise tomorrow morning and lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Thickening clouds overnight tonight with a little light snow possible south of I-90 by sunrise and lows in the middle 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, light snow in the morning, transitioning to sleet and rain south and east of Albany tomorrow afternoon in the mid-30s. More rain and snow Tuesday night and Wednesday, drizzle Wednesday afternoon in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy Thursday and Friday with a few snow showers, lower 30s, and a few snow showers over the weekend, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds with highs both days in the middle to upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.